Can we carry our water? It's time for action. Praise God. Are we ready for action? Sit down one moment. Sit down one moment. Hallelujah. Is there anybody here now? You're coming here today for the first time. You just wave your hand. Okay, we are many. God bless you. God has so made it, at least through the television and the rest. We have a number of churches that use water for healing, for deliverance. So, seeing it here will not be new to you. The only difference is that other churches, then they sell their own. We here. Other churches are selling their own. We here, we are not selling our own. That's the only difference. Some people sell their own. Small bottle, they package it well. 5,000 naira. 6,000 naira. Some. The church has entered into the business of packaging water. Then they give it a name. So you buy only their own. There's one they call Rema Water. Whatever name they give it. Amen. Our own here, it is pure water. See, my own is pure water. How many of us have pure water? Pure water. I mean, lift it up. Let me see pure water. Thank you. Put down. If it is not pure, then it's not pure. If your own not there for pure water, then your own not be pure. Praise God. When is God wants to step into a matter, it will not cost you anything. Hallelujah. That's what you must know. It will not cost you anything. Man, out of ignorance, seeks God with their effort. Some people cannot receive anything from God until they go to a mountain and do dry fasting. And let me tell you, if that is where your faith is, because we have the story in the Bible of the centurion, the Roman centurion, that told Jesus Christ that the servant was sick. And Jesus said, I will come to your house. And the servant said, you don't have to come. Say, I am a man of authority. I understand authority. Just speak. We know the story. But my emphasis in that story is that Jesus Christ said, as thou hast believed, so let it be according to your faith. As thou hast believed. So it is how you believe, the type of faith you have, how you understand God, how you walk with Him, that is how you will receive. But let me tell you something. If you are a true child of God and God is your Father, listen to me. How many people here? God is your heavenly Father. Can I see your hand up? Put down your hand. Put down your hand first. You don't understand something, just put up hand. The creator of the heavens and the earth, if it's your Father, let me see your hand up. Amen. See, let's read Luke chapter 11. Let's read Luke chapter 11, verse 10, 11, 12. See, what did he say? Go to verse 9. And I say unto you, This is Jesus Christ speaking. And I say unto you, he said, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. Verse 9, verse 10. He said, for everyone that asketh, receiveth. If you have not underlined that, hallelujah, underline it. For everyone that asketh, receiveth. It is an assurance. And he that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be open. Verse 11. Then the assurance now. If a son shall ask bread of any of you that is a father, will he give him a stone? Or if he asks a fish, will he for a fish give him a serpent? Verse 12. Or if he shall ask an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? And concerning the Holy Ghost, the most precious thing, the highest gift any man can receive from God. Verse 13. This is how he said, if you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? Now, this is the assurance. Why I'm saying this is that Christianity, the Christian faith, has been misrepresented. We have been taught wrongly by a lot of these denominational preachers. And so, it gives us, places us on a type of faith where you struggle before you receive anything from God. You struggle. I always say something. I have a son. And everyone that is a father here or a mother here, I know that if my son asks me anything that is in my power to do for him, he does not have to cry before I give him. If he's crying before I will give him, then it means either something is wrong between my relationship with him, he's not living a life that is pleasing to me, and I withhold the blessings from him. Then he cry, oh! Then when I pity and say, okay, make I just pity you. Don't do it again, you hear? Then I give you. But a son that is living a life pleasing before the Father. A son that is living a life pleasing before the Father. The Father is happy with him. How will he go and do dry fasting 3 days, no food, no water, before coming to ask that father something? And one interesting thing is that if you have to receive anything from God, it pains me when I see a Christian living an underprivileged life. Not too many people know what Jesus Christ did on the cross on Calvary. Telling you, not too many people understand grace. Grace. You didn't walk. There's nothing we did to deserve salvation. Nothing. Nothing. And there is nothing you will do by yourself to retain salvation. So if you understand grace, then you'll understand the love of God. And if you understand grace, the relationship that flows between you and God will not be a relationship of a master and a servant. No, it's a relationship of sonship. He said, for as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. You see, he has given us a spirit of adoption. He has adopted us. Whereby we cry, Abba, Father. When I pray, the highest attribute of God to me God has many attributes. Is God the Savior? Is God the healer? There's El Shaddai, the breasted one, the omnipotent God, the omniscient God, and all the attributes. But the highest attribute to me is that He is God, my Father. When you catch that revelation, that He is God, my Father, it will reflect on the relationship you have with Him. Not as a servant. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Now, why I'm saying so is to let you know that salvation is not as you see. Relationship with God is not as you see it. The only reason why you will not have a smooth relationship with God, our Father, is if you live an unrighteous life, a life that is not pleasing before Him. But if you have decided to serve God, and you give your life totally to Him, and you follow Him totally from your heart, He, God, takes care of even your mistakes. Because He knows you will not do anything willingly to hurt Him. You see? When you work too hard, you are too tired, and then you come to sleep without praying and giving Him thanks before you sleep, He will understand that if He were not tired, He will appraise me and thank me before sleeping. He's always appreciating. Anything I do for this, my daughter, she's always showing appreciation. Then He will send the angel to watch over you even the more, knowing you are too tired, that even if that angel wake you to pray, when which enter that room, you will not be able to stand up. Then He will send an angel to stand there for you. He's a loving Father. He's a caring Father. All of you that are mothers, you know how many times you woke up to rearrange the sleeping position of your small child on the bed. Yes. The Bible says the eyes of the Lord running to and fro, showing Himself mighty on behalf of His children. Now he that watches over Israel neither sleeps nor slumbers. He's always alert. You need this revelation to understand what we are doing when we come together like this. It's not how loud you shout. It's not how long you pray. It is the faith that goes with it that pulls down God. And a life of righteousness. A life of righteousness. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Like I used to tell you, because we were discussing today in the office with the ministers in the church here, and they were saying that they discovered that there are certain people that come here every Tuesday to see a prophet. Last week, they saw this one. This week, they will see this one. Next week, they will see this one. One after the other. Amen. And what is it? What are you doing? You want God to talk to you. You see? And where are you coming from with that spirit you are coming from? You are coming, you know, the spirit that is pushing, the hangover you have that you have not been delivered from, is the spirit of going, unbeliever that go to Babalawo. It's a Babalawo spirit. That is what makes some people jump from church to church. From church to church. What they are looking for is not to know more about God. It's looking for solution to their problem. Meanwhile, the solution is with you. The solution is not where you are going to. Because what God wants from us is faith. If you have no faith, irrespective of where you go, nothing will work for you. And the evidence you have no faith is that you jump from one person to the other. And you have forgotten that there are two groups of people. There are some that come here running after one pastor to the other, one prophet to the other. And the second group are those who just come here. They are attentive, and they are watching what the pulpit is saying and acting on it and receiving all the blessings and taking the prayer point seriously and taking heed to what they are being told to do. And before you know what, they came here last month. This month, they are already testifying. You have been here since last year. You finished with Dayo. You went to Boboye. You went to Jayola from there. You went to Igbo from there. You went here from there. You went here. You took this group to your village. When you come, the thing no change. You were looking for another group to go to the village. Another one come. You go this one. And yet your condition does not change. And you are wondering, why is my own like this? It is because you have no faith. You don't believe. If you believe, if thou can believe, that is the emphasis. If thou can believe, the Bible says, all things are possible to them that believe. If thou can believe. Tell your neighbor, if thou can believe. Say it. If thou can. Say it. Tell your neighbor now. Don't be afraid of your neighbor. Tell your backyard neighbor. Amen. Praise the Lord. This water we are going to use now. Amen. It only helps somebody to have more faith. That's all. God can use anything to heal. I will stand here and I will make pronouncement by the power of the spoken word, by the grace of God upon my life, without anybody touching you, somebody, you can be healed. Amen. Now, but the opportunity of this water, it increases your faith, especially those who don't have faith until there is something to touch. It's okay. Something must give you faith. Something, before you have faith, faith has a substance. The evidence of things not seen. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. That's how Apostle Paul defined faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. Faith has something to hold on to. There is something that makes you have faith. There is something that makes you have faith. When you see somebody speaking confidently and challenging the God of his calling over a matter, there is something that makes you have faith. If there is nothing that gives you faith, you will be walking by presumption. And God does not back presumption. Make a try, see whether you go walk. Make a try, see whether you go walk. This water, well, I don't know. Make a see whether if I drink, I'm going to receive healing. You will not go receive healing, nothing. There must be something that will make you pick that water. You must believe that if I drink it, something will happen. Then it will happen. But what is it that will make you believe? Amen. Several things will make you believe. Several things that makes you hold on to it, that gives you faith. If I mention one or two, for instance, the commonest one is that you believe that this ministry, from other people's testimony, you believe that God's presence is here. You believe that God is using his ministers in this church. On that basis, anything they say, you will act on it, believing that God answers their prayers. So your faith is hanging on the revelation of who you know the ministers to be. Okay? I've told you, for instance, I believe that the grace of God, the gift of God, is not for sale. If I go anywhere and they are selling anything for healing, for deliverance, me, like where they go and they buy anointing oil, 5,000 naira, water in a bottle, small bottle, 5,000 naira. Do you know that people buy it, they use it, and something happens? They receive testimony. Because they believe that water is not ordinary water by what they have been made to understand. But me here, there is something I know that will get me angry. If I go and get that water, it will never work for me. Because I see that water as forerunner. It's against the scripture. You're taking advantage of the children of God. And it is wrong. If I take it, it will not work for me. Secondly, if I go to any church, me, that is me. Everybody is falling under anointing. Healing is taking place. Deliverance is taking place. And I have a problem. And I enter there. And I see the man of God there exhibiting pride. Very proud. And acting very proud. As if the anointing, now he get him. That will put me off because I hate pride. There's one that I attended some years ago. Small boy, young boy, maybe 20-something years old. That guy was not up to 30 years. And then he will call elderly people who came for prayers, came to his meeting. Come and talk to them anyhow. I was feeling bad. This guy is talking to his grandfather like that. That cut me off. That cut me off. When it was my turn to meet him, praise God, I told him, I say, you know they give respect to elders. So they look at me, who be this one? That is bold to talk to him like that. It's wrong. I say, I don't like it. So, any prayer that man pray for me, don't they work? I don't say no go work, so I just use opportunity to tell him my mind, then come out. Oh, I enter a church and I see like Emir's palace, Eze's palace, some chair decorated at the altar. Like a throne. For a man sitting down there, say he's the bishop, archbishop, or general overseer, the man of God. When I see her like that, I say that is Antichrist here. But taking the position of God is wrong. Me, I cannot receive. But other people who don't know or think the way I think, they will come there, they will receive. And if I enter there, I know they call that church again. Whoever invited me there, I will warn you. No, they let me go in your church anyhow like that. That church is not the church of Jesus Christ, it's the church of that man. That is me, oh. Praise the Lord. But there, oh, some people there will stand up and go and kneel down before him, oh. And you will sit down that. Some years ago, I went to see one man of God. And I discovered that before, when everybody that go to see him, years back, they will, I'll not be pastor that time. Oh. That is why they talk, I'll not be pastor. They will go there, and the man sat on one big seat on his office. Everybody will kneel down. Once you go like this, you kneel down. Then you sit down there, So when I enter. He said yes. I said no seat for me to sit down. They know they sit down for here. Not be office. They just look at me. He said kneel down. Praise God. I should kneel down. Before you, before God. I came to see God. Not you. Say, can you wait outside? I said, thank you, sir. See, church, listen. There is something knowledge does. Something. Another one, I say, make a fill form, pay. Before I go and see him. The PA say, I should give me form. I should pay whether 50 naira that time. I said, why will I? The PA know me. So he said, now waiting, pastor, you don't go see you. If you know, I say, just send my form there. When I enter and finish, he said, where's your form, your receipt? What I don't know what the name he called it. They're supposed to be attached to my form that I paid 15 naira to see. So this is true. Your PSR should pay 15 naira before seeing you. Why should I pay before seeing you? Why? Is that what you do here? The man looked at me. He looked at me and said, but everybody is paying. I said, I'm not everybody now. I said, I want to know why. He didn't tell me why. Are you not a servant of God? Why will I pay before seeing you? What did we pay before we received salvation? The Bible says, freely we receive, freely we give. Then the man said, okay, you know, we just do this, you know, so that the ministry, we can have fun to have the ministry. Then he said, I should put my hand inside Bible. He's a prophet. So, open like this, so put it on my head, and then open like this. Put your finger, then open it. Which scripture your finger is? So, if I have put my finger on you, yes, you will surely die. Then that is prophecy for me. So I look, he said, that is, thus said the Lord for you. That's your scripture. Make I go. Waiting at the pay 15 naira for me that. God will come and sweep his church of all these tears in the name of Jesus Christ. I'm telling you how you should comport yourself. We were talking about faith now. So that is one thing that gives you faith. Another thing that gives you faith to receive when you come to a fellowship like this is a revelation you got before coming down. Sometimes God will tell you where you are going. He's going to meet with you. Some of you have met me. Before coming to this church, I had a problem. I was praying somewhere. Then, I saw a vision and I saw this church. A woman said, from Onitsha, married a husband. You know, problem. But while in Onitsha, she said, she saw a vision. This building, this same church. This, bride. He saw something bright, but he saw, which one be that? 2 years after, she moved to Lagos. Jam one group, when they enter one bush, here they pray. So they finished a program there, and then they were passing, they said there's a shortcut here, let them follow. They cut through the frontage of this church. Then she was saying, this kind of church, they here. She reached the gate there, she saw the bride. He said, this is what I saw. Anointing carried her. The husband was running mad. The mother was going to use that boy for every 2 years. The mother would take one of the children. Every 2 years, the mother would take one of the children. Now it is the turn of her husband. And the thing has started. The woman went everywhere crying and praying to God. And God showed her a place where she will get solution. Now, such a woman, when she comes here, you know, she will have faith. And she was sitting down there that day. She was busy reminding God. A prophet just came and picked her up. You are this, you are this. Your husband is this in Onitsha. Let him rush here. Brought the man here. They signed it and said, this is it. It's your mother. That is, they didn't know it was the mother. He left here and went and confronted the mother. And the mother asked him, how did you know? He said, my church, a church in Lagos, the prophet told me. And the mother confessed, it is the truth. You see, that young man received his deliverance. He was restored. He sat, because he started doing as he was running mad. He was restored. As I'm talking now, that young man is in Europe. Enjoying his life there. So that woman had faith. So many of you also, you either saw this man that is talking now for revelation. So it will give you faith to believe what he's saying. Whatever it is, faith must have substance. You don't have faith because there is nothing for your faith to anchor on. And if you don't have anything to anchor on, you will not receive anything from God. There must be something that makes you believe. If not, you'll be repeating what other people are repeating. It will make no meaning to you. That's why faith is a personal experience. It's a personal thing you have in you. That's why some people will say it is not possible. You will say it is possible. You see? The man that was giving his testimony on Sunday, the police officer, was strange things was happening to him. He said in the morning, his son was going to school, then suddenly collapsed and said, "Daddy, daddy, my stomach. That is what took him from one hospital to the other. From one hospital, more than 5 different hospitals. They discovered that he had a tumor in the stomach, in the intestine. A tumor was growing there. And everywhere he went, they saw that if they do a surgery, the boy will die. So there's no need for them to waste their time. That's why they were talking him down. He said, the last place he went, somewhere in the island there, he said, the doctors came and said, "Do you know what? They were rejecting him." He said, "No, the second to the last place." He said, "Let's tell you frankly, there is no hope." He said, when he said there is no hope, he said, he replied the man, "There is hope." He said, "No man," he said, the man said, "No man can handle this problem. No doctor can handle this problem." He said, "Jesus will handle it." He said he found himself saying, "Jesus will handle it. My son will not die." He moved the boy away from that hospital to Lagos. When he got there again, the doctors that were there, they were making caricature. You know, because they felt it was a bad case. And then suddenly, he said, this Lagos State emergency vehicle drove into the hospital. It's a government hospital. And then somebody came out there and said, "Why are people leaving this boy like this now?" The doctor there was rude to him, was talking anyhow to him. He picked his phone and called Governor Fashola. You see how God works. Faith, what it produces. See what is happening. Fashola collected the phone and spoke to the doctor. "If that boy dies, we will hold you responsible." He said, "Treat the boy and bring the bill to me, the governor." You see? That is how they call all the experts. And then they did the surgery, and the surgery was successful. I saw the boy. You wouldn't know, he's even healthier than the father. That is what faith. For that man to refuse that, there is something that he was holding on to. He believed that when you say it is impossible, it is possible before God. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. Even at the point when medical science was discouraging him, he confessed the Lord. He said, "I know Jesus will do it." Can you tell your neighbor, "You know Jesus will do it"? If you don't know, keep quiet. If you don't know Jesus will do it, don't say it. If you know Jesus will do it, tell your neighbor. Thank you. Thank you. It doesn't fail those who trust in him. Because God is ever ready to prove that he is real. And it is through our faith. And when it is time, he will use a very simple thing. Like this pure water. Not cost anything. You want to collect pure water? You don't get pure water. You don't get pure water. Now, big man water it is. Bottle water. Now, big man water. We in a pure water we dey use. We in pure water. You see, this is pure water. This is what? What do you call this one? Your own is ever water. My own is pure water. My own is pure water. Don't you want something that is pure? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Water is water. You know why we choose to use water here? This is a prophetic ministry. Water is a life-giving substance, liquid. Anything that is dying, if you pour water there, it will come back to life. What is drip? Drip now, water plus small salt inside and sugar. Finish. And you must have life. I was praying for the first time I received such ministration some few years back. Somebody who has AIDS. And I was praying for her. And for the first time, I had a voice that said, I was blessing water. And I had a voice say, put salt inside the water and give her. And I asked Jerry, I said, bring salt. They went to Mami Market to look for salt. It is since after that day that they keep salt for my office, in case I hear again. And I put salt. So after some time, I gave it to the girl. God healed her of the HIV. So I was meditating. Why did God say I should use salt? Then I discovered that salt itself is a preservative. Salt is a preservative. Amen. Now, I didn't say you should go and drink salt. Amen. We do it as He directs us. If you just do copy, now say you go drink salt, you can't give you another sickness. Amen. And so, if a plant is dying, just give it water. For life to be sustained on earth here, 70% of the earth is water. It's water. For the remaining 30% to receive life. Even apart from that, He still sent another one from on top again to water the dry land. You see? So I say, prophetically speaking, that this water is a point of contact to somebody's life. That as you would drink this water under this restoration altar, hallelujah, this altar is a restoration altar. This ministry is restoration ministry. Hallelujah. Dry bones shall rise again. Anyone, your life has been destroyed, it will come back to life again. You believe it? Let me hear that amen again. And prophetically speaking, this water that is a life given, a point to contact to somebody's life, is in a cage. As it is in that bottle or in this sachet. And so maybe there's somebody here. The enemy has put you in a cage. Where we shall be opening this cage. Wherever that cage is, it shall be scattered to pieces in the name of Jesus. When we open it, then we drink it. He said He came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. Somebody, as you will apply that water, you will receive abundant life. Somebody shout abundant life. Lift that water and shout abundant life. Say very loud. Say very loud. If there's any sickness in your body that refuses to heal, the power in the blood of Jesus Christ will heal you today. Praise the Lord. So what are we doing? We are looking up to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. So what are we doing? We are invoking the power. When Jesus Christ gave up the ghost, before He gave up the ghost, He shouted, "It is finished." That is the power. That is what is giving substance to our faith. He shouted, "It is finished." And He gave up the ghost. That power, we are invoking it into this water. And when you drink it today, every problem that follows you here will come to an end. Do you believe it? If there is death inside of you, it will disappear. Anywhere it is hiding, any infirmity, cancer, whatever it is, hiding anywhere. This is our Tuesday medicine. I think there's one medicine against malaria. Sunday medicine, those days. Eh? I don't know. This is our own. And I thank God There are people all around the world, they are watching us now in America, Canada, in Europe, in Asia, all over Africa, outside Lagos, here in Nigeria. They are all standing by now with their water. And once they do it, it has never failed. Because God honors it. I say all this because of those coming here for the first time. Maybe you are from Catholic Church. And they don't do this there. That's why I'm taking time to explain it to you. Maybe you are from deeper life. Now just believe. Just speak the word. Amen. I want you to know that God can use enemies. Enemies to heal you.